If you listen to the news for any length of time, one thing that becomes immediately clear is that we live in a dark, chaotic world where people struggle with hopelessness, anxiety, depression, and fear. But it doesn't have to be this way. Hi, I'm Conroy Lewis, pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Syracuse, New York, your radio pastor for the day. And I'd like to take a few moments to share with you about the light for a dark world. Because of Israel's disobedience and rebellion against God, he caused their enemies to plunder and to burn their cities to the ground and enslave them. And so God's judgment plunged their nation into utter darkness. But God never intended to leave them in a state of hopelessness and chaos. He promised to one day restore them back to their land and to fill them with peace and hope and light. And so in Isaiah chapter 9, the prophet writes that the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. And so God promised to send a Messiah who would bring light and salvation and hope to their weary hearts. We get a few more details down in verse 6 where Isaiah writes, "For to us a child is born, and to us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." And so this mighty God who was to rule over them would be a Davidic king who would come as the Messiah to sit on the throne of David. But that first Christmas, the Messiah had come not to overthrow the Romans as they thought. Instead, he came to rule over their hearts and to dispel the darkness of sin with the light of the gospel. And so today, 2,000 years later, just as the Jewish people looked forward to the coming of their Messiah, we now look forward even more to his second coming, when he will fulfill this prophecy from Isaiah in all its fullness to overthrow his enemies and to rule over the entire world as the everlasting Father and the Prince of Peace. But in the meantime, as we celebrate Christmas this year, my prayer for you is that you will have the light of Christ in your own heart and that you would take the message of the gospel to others so that those who walk in darkness can also experience the light of Christ in their own lives. But if you're listening and you've never given your heart to Christ, don't wait. You can do it right where you are by turning away from your sin and trusting in Jesus alone to forgive you of your sins and to be your Lord and Savior. My friend, if you would take that one step of faith, the one whom the prophets call the light of the world and the Prince of Peace will come in and give you a new heart and fill you with the blessed hope of Christmas. And that would make your Christmas all the more special. I'm Conroy Lewis, pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Syracuse, New York, your radio pastor for the day.